Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been seeing a lot of things that are happening around the world. It's like, you know, you have Israel, you have Russia, you have all these things on the global scene, and all the things are happening, you know, in the economy. And, you know, God's been sharing with us and speaking to us and others about how it's going to be some of the best at times and some of the worst at times. And many in the body of Christ, you know, we've been believing for and praying for revival and third great awakening and to see God's Spirit move in a powerful, powerful way. But one of the things the Lord just had me praying about and just things that just came up and it just kind of coincided with my abiding time is that we need to be prepared. And are we really ready for revival? You know, are we really ready for the outpouring that God's getting ready to do?
It costs you everything, but it's worth everything you pay.
Costs you everything, but you notice that there's always kind of three components that, you know, byproducts of revival that you see happen. And, you know, obviously we're all praying and believing for God to move, but what happens when God moves down the street and not necessarily in what you're gathering?
Give it up.
What happens? What's going on here? And there's kind of three things that result as, you know, are a byproduct of a result of revival. One is that, you know, obviously the wonderful presence of the Lord, his abiding presence just kind of remains in a place. We saw that happening, you know, during the Brownsville outpouring and the revival.
Oh, yeah, Brownsville, yeah.
Yeah, and just his presence and just God's there in the house, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every night's faithful and just amazing things happen. But
imagine this, though, what you're saying. Imagine if Jesus is walking the streets. This is his 3 years of ministry. Mm-hmm. And you're standing where you are, and you're like, I refuse. He's going to have to come to my place where I'm standing. And Jesus already walked through Capernaum, and you're actually saying to God, his son, Emmanuel, that if he's going to do anything, he's going to have to do it right here. And it's like, ain't going to happen,
Ain't going to happen.
The ones that ran after him, and that's kind of what I think you're saying, you know, wherever he moves, you got to be ready, right?
You got to be ready, but there's three things, three byproducts that happen. One is God's Spirit and, you know, God's there. But also you see large crowds of people and large, you know, amounts of finances that come into a certain area, especially when revival is moving. And not only are you going to have to go there, but you're not going to have any kind of envy in your heart when God shows up down the street.
This is very important. Let's talk about this after this break because you need to break this down because God is going to move.
Yeah.
And we need to understand this, what you're talking about. This is so important because we're believing we have great hope for a third great awakening, a powerful move of God. The Lord's been showing us in so many different ways and what we're believing for. But with a move of God comes, you know, we have to begin to reevaluate things.
Yeah, comes a lot of stuff.
You're talking about three things.
Yeah, three things. Three things when a move of God comes. And we've had some experience. We've been
right. We're talking about a book.
We've lived it. You
know, books and history and our own personal experiences.
Yeah, our own personal experiences. But you have, you know, God's abiding presence, his glory. I mean, we all want God's glory. We want all God to move in our gathering,
which
right?
Which is his presence.
His presence, his blessing, his
miracle,
just miracles,
all
that stuff. You know, people coming to him.
His awesomeness.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But what happens when God's Spirit pours out in great measure? I mean, if God's pouring his Spirit all over the world and he's, you know, he's with us. But when a move of God comes, God comes and he just takes over.
Right.
And so you just don't worry about that. You just go wherever God is moving. You want to be a part of it.
Which is good. If you've been praying for rain and it rains, celebrate.
Celebrate. However, there are some things that we have to be prepared because, you know, in the beginning, this sounds good. But what happens when there's large crowds? With large crowds comes large finances.
You lose your seat, reserve area on your pew thing.
Your parking space, you know, and the folks that were gathering in your fellowship are not gathering in your fellowship anymore. Because
you don't get to sing every time something happens.
Things are different. So the question is, can we still continue to pray for the outpouring if the outpouring doesn't necessarily happen, you know, where we're at?
Right.
And we're going to be joining. And the things that I think that the Lord wants us to really just to look at is and to be aware of is this ugly sin of envy. Because envy has stopped so many moves of God. You know, you see so many just things that happen.
Well, I believe in the Brownsville outpouring that with Brother John Kilpatrick and Steve Hill, I think God said through a prophet up in North Carolina, I believe, that it was his second choice.
Wow.
Second, possibly third, but the other ones turned it in, potentially like you're talking about, you know, the ramifications of this move. Does this mean I lose my 401k? Am I going to lose my kingdom? Am I going to lose my reputation? Probably a lot of people, you know, said, you know, I'm not willing to look like a fool in man's eye. I'd rather have man's acceptance. But all those things, you're right. Yeah. It happens.
They happens, and you got to guard. The church has to guard itself from any kind of envy that's going to be able to separate and bring a division during that time. Listen, if God is moving, just get in. It doesn't matter. Get in when God moves. You just however way you can serve, whatever way you can be a part of. Right. You want to be a part of it, but you don't want to be used to come against it,
right,
or miss it. And some have.
Yeah, wrote books against it and all of that. You know, and remember too that according to George Barna, I wish I had that book with me right here, but like 80% of believers who worship believe worship is about them.
Mm.
When they're singing in that, if you didn't tell me that before revival broke out, I'm trying to figure out what is this doing for me? Because this song is not a good song for me. Worship is about me.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to let people, it never was about you.
That's right.
We're worshiping God.
Right.
So if you are worshiping God, you're excited when he shows up.
Right.
If you're not, you can check yourself and say, well, whatever that was, even if you're willing to say, I don't think I was even saved.
Mm.
A lot of people, preachers get saved. The Brownsville
Revival.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that, who cares? It's you and God. Like, hey, I don't know what that was, but this is what I want. Mm-hmm. This is what I want.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. We need to be engaged. We need to be aware. And the only way that we can do that is exactly what you're saying, is that we got to get our focus off of ourselves and back on the Lord and what he wants to do in his kingdom, not our kingdom, his kingdom. And the way we do that is really by walking in humility. And James gives us this wisdom. He says there's two kinds of wisdom in this world. Yeah. And whichever one we choose to take on for ourselves, there's, you know, either glorious results or very bad results.
Right.
But the wisdom that God wants us to have is one that is rooted and grounded in humility and is only concerned about him and about other people. And one of the biggest hindrances to revival is when you get in the way of what the move, you know, God, the move of God, and being envious of when God's moving somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, James tells us,
you got to be willing to give up everything for God. You can't save your face and seek his at the same time. Like Tommy Tenney says that.
Right.
You can't. It's amazing. It's true. You got to be willing to lose it. But it's what the whole thing's about. You're going to be, if you don't think it's about that, I know you. If you don't think it's about that, you're going to be disappointed when you get to heaven, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. Like, God, it's just like, oh, he's the center of everything up here. Yeah. It's like he's always been the center of the universe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, always. Yeah. And it's so interesting that, you know, you can get so locked in a paradigm of expecting God to move in a certain way. You need to shake all of that, because God's going to move the way he wants to move and the way he wants to move amongst the people that he wants to move. And the thing is that we have to be prepared. You got to be in.
And you can probably put your stakes, too, in the fact that it'll be something that humbles you.
Oh, no doubt.
So just be ready. If you're, like, nailed to the floor, you can't move, and you're drooling, you know, whatever.
Embrace humility today. This is the whole point of God saying, you know, embrace humility today.
Right.
That it's only about God, and it's about other people, and put your dependency upon that. And don't get twisted. Don't let the enemy to come on in. You know, guard your heart from any kind of offense or being envious.
Right.
Because who doesn't want God to move?
Right.
But you... It's okay. Just fit in wherever God's, you know, getting ready to pour out his spirit, because he's getting ready to pour it out.
Yes, he is.
And rejoice for it.
Right.
Rejoice for it. But you think about so many moves of God have been hindered because man has gotten in the way.
What does James say about that? Well, you're talking about that.
Yeah, verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. And if you harbor this type of envy, which is basically jealousy of God pouring out, it's like, are we really being jealous because God's moving down the street?
Right.
It sounds so silly and awful.
That's
but
horrific.
It's happened.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, hey, deal with those issues today, because God's getting ready to pour out his spirit, and we want to be a part of it in that.
He calls it earthly wisdom or fleshly or carnal wisdom.
Even
I remember Brother Kilpatrick, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick is a spiritual father to me. Saying before the outpouring at Brownsville, called the Brownsville Revival, he says, I don't care where it is.
Yes.
I remember his exact quote. I don't care where it is. Whatever God does, I'm going to be there. If it's up the street, that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And so he was hungry, and God saw his heart and Steve's heart and other people's heart, and just boom.
Yeah.
And so he had that mindset that you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was interesting because you saw those that were a part and those that came and ministered and were blessed and gave favor, you know, had the favor of God was on them. And then you saw what happened when people tried to come against it.
Yeah.
It didn't go well for them. It didn't go well for them. Some people even died.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Just like,
but God, the thing is, when God gets close, blessings get close and consequences get close. There's not a much delay between ignorance and ramification.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When God's nowhere around, you know, his presence is not there, you can think he's okay with what's going on. Mm-hmm. It seems good to me. We talked about this week. But in regards to when he's close, seems good, don't get it, because he's there. Mm-hmm. And with that, normally it should put a holy awe in your heart, and it does. But some folks, you know, the devil just gets a hold of them, and whatever is in them they didn't deal with just kind of comes up, and Korah's in the middle of that, and you're like, we're in the wilderness, and water's coming from a rock, Korah. Right now is not a good time to be able to, boom, and all of a sudden, you know, something happened. So that's kind of, that's the earthly wisdom. What about heavenly wisdom? What does James say about heavenly wisdom?
Well, James continues to say, this is just really good, because this is the type of wisdom that we really want to embrace and keep close in our hearts. But he says, wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. It's then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You think about that. I mean, this is the type of wisdom that God wants us to have. The other wisdom is rooted in earthly, even it goes on to say it's demonic, it's unspiritual.
They even teach that in business school, that earthly wisdom.
That's right.
And heavenly wisdom makes no sense to the people on the earth. But listen, if we want to move of God, and we want to be, and God will move with those that will move in their heavenly wisdom. But the thing is, why would you want to miss it? It's for you. God loves you. Don't think that he's not wanting you to go to that, whatever he's doing in that city or in that. He wants you to be a part of that. So just repent and just say, you know, God, whatever it takes. You know, and don't hold your people back that need God, that need refreshing. Right. They need to be touched by God, and you never know. It's going to be a huge harvest.
That's right. Get in while you can.
Right.
And get supportive behind the move of God, because it's coming.
I want to say this too. Get discipled yourself now so you can begin to disciple believers. You can find out more at iabide.org. Get a biblical foundation with God so you're walking rightly before the Lord. So when these new believers or these repentant folks come back to the God, and God begins to move, he says, make disciples of the nation. And so immediately every individual can begin to disciple another believer in the Lord. And not only will the move of God be awesome, but it will last. Mm. It'll be lasting fruit. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order,
and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.